It's been a bit since I've had this much fun. I couldn't help but say that out loud, sipping on my picture-perfect drink. It was as pink as the stilettos I chose for the night, the matching color giving me childlike glee as I glanced around the vast casino. I was standing on my own, holding my glass up to clink it with someone who wasn't there, but I still felt alive somehow. I was never really the one to gamble. It really wasn't my style. But my girls, bless their hearts, wanted to take me out to something new for my bachelorette party. It sounded good on paper, I guess, the possibility of winning a whole lot of cash and seeing some hot single guys. But I ended up somewhat alone in one of the corners of the large room, a bit startled. I just didn't know which game to start to play. Most of them looked rather uninteresting, to be honest. Behemoth machines whirring quietly as money spilt onto their trays. They were a lot like the ones I'd seen on TV. There were several poker tables to the right, too. I caught Cindy playing with the widest grin on her lips. Her poker face didn't seem to be spot on. Or perhaps she was bluffing? I guess I'll never know. There was something to the far left, though, that caught my eye. A single screen with some messy cables winding around it and a simple black box on a desk. It looked more like an old computer than anything, but I was somehow intrigued. Perhaps it was mostly because, despite the buzzing crowd, the far left corner was empty. I mean, I might as well check it out, right? You really shouldn't. A familiar voice broke me out of my thoughts. Elisa was playing pool with a man twice her age. I made a mental note to roll my eyes at her the next day. Couldn't she find someone a bit hotter and richer? He had his arms wrapped around her shoulders as he taught her the rules. I knew for a fact that she was a pretty good player, like better than him. I shook my head again. Perhaps the alcohol was getting to me as my friend's words rang like a bad omen in my mind. You really are going crazy, Ellie, I muttered to myself. Still, it didn't take long until I finally reached the intriguing machine. To be honest, it didn't quite look on par with all the others, but the screen in the middle of the table still said on. Neon letters glimmered against a dark background, a clear sign that it did function. I even heard quiet music, a bit different from the hodgepodge of pop tracks that played from the speakers. It was soft, inviting. What is that, some sort of opera song? I took another sip of my drink, my legs a bit heavy. Without a second thought, I shook off my shoes, letting my feet touch the bright red patterned carpet. It was slightly sticky. I didn't have it in me to shudder at the sensation. However, my hands reached for the large green button next to the screen. Right before I reached it, I heard, for the first time,
"Wanna play?"
It was a dark, mechanical voice, quite inhuman. I blinked, shaking my head. Why did it sound like I heard it straight in my ear when I was still a few feet from the speakers? I must be tipsier than I thought. I pushed the button, and finally, a smile stretched across my lips when a familiar tune started to play. It was just an old arcade game I recognized from when I was much younger. That's it for being mysterious. It was a horror game, which was weird. It had no place in a casino. Though it looked like some sort of bootleg version of the actual game, one based a whole lot more on luck. Maybe that's why they bought it.
Do you wish to free the soul trapped inside these walls?
I couldn't help but snicker. How did something like this end up in a bustling casino? You couldn't even really win anything but points with it. Yeah, sure, whatever, I muttered, pressing the green button again.
Are you sure?
The letters flashed against the screen, blood red. I shuddered. I didn't know why, but I felt a cool drift of air wrap itself around my form. Yes, I thought, looking around the room one more time. I mean, what else was I supposed to do? Gamble? Sure, that was why I was here, but... Yeah, I want to save the soul, whatever, I muttered after a couple seconds, pretending that I was talking to the machine. I'm not sure why, but when the words turned,
"It's your choice,"
without me touching the green button once more, I took a step back. Hold on, is this thing listening to me? No answer came, but something just still wasn't right. I felt as if I was being watched. The back of my neck felt tingly as I whipped around to see just who was eyeing me, but there was no one, literally. The casino was empty. The music was still playing loudly, but something clearly wasn't right. Girls, this isn't funny. Fear gripped my heart when no answer came. Everything was the same as just minutes ago, save for the lack of people. Gravelly laughter followed my frantic search for my friends. I was about to turn the entire room upside down, hoping that it was a prank, but then I saw him. A man, roughly my age, dark eyes, pale skin, strange mole next to his nose. He stood next to the weird arcade game I tried to play, shaky on his feet.
No.
His voice was quiet, each no softer than the ones before.
You need to get out of here! Just run!
Time stopped. I wanted desperately to ask him why, to plead with him to bring everyone back, but my words froze in my throat. My body felt heavier with every second that passed. For a little while, everything went black. Gradually, I could hear things. My friends frantically searching for me, calling out my name. Ellie? Ellie, where are you? A man, the man from before, apologizing again and again, though never saying why.
I'm so sorry. So sorry.
By the time my vision came back, guys, I'm here. What's going on? No one would reply to me. I detest arcades now. I have ever since I became aware of what dangers lie within. It was this night years ago when I was alone in my local arcade. I was drunk. I had just returned from my intoxicating birthday celebrations and was using up the money my friends had given to me on meaningless games, earning some tickets as I did so. Pac-Man was my favorite of the games they had there, and it reminded me of my childhood as the yellow monster devoured the fleeing colors roaming the maze. My dad used to take me here every Friday, and we'd always go way over our spend limit. It was those memories I was trying to reclaim. It was those memories that have forever been cursed. During my little excursion around the arcade, I remember hearing the faint sound of shuffling, coming from what looked like the arcade's slot machine. Obviously, it made no sense to me at the time, and my focus was immediately drawn to the giant lever sticking out of it, alongside the flashes of colors and all the different symbols lighting up the screen. I stumbled over, took out my last coin, and slotted it into the machine. There was the mechanical orchestra of the coin traveling inside the machine, followed shortly by the machine directing me to pull the lever. While smiling cheerily, I grabbed it and fell with it to the floor, triggering the slot machine to spin its magical symbols of potential wealth. Staggering to get myself up, I held on tightly to the machine, using the lever to pull myself back to my feet, astonished to find I had just won a triple match. I jumped around for a bit, waiting for the tickets to come pouring out of the machine. But as the final few spewed out, I went to reach for them, only for my grin to vanish, being replaced with a darkened realization, poisoning my smile with a look of pure terror. My hand had met with another. Suddenly, the other hand grabbed mine, and before I had time to even comprehend what was happening, it pulled me in, smashing my head into the machine's wall. I was knocked down momentarily, feeling dazed as I laid there, staring as the machine opened up and a crooked old man stepped out. He was dressed in an old employee uniform, and his wrinkled mouth widened into a grin full of black and moldy teeth. We stared at one another for a brief moment, prey and predator, as I lay there, paralyzed by the utter surprise of the sudden emergence of this creature of a man. But after the moment ended, the man's smile vanished, and instead, he gave me a look that seemed like that of hunger. Instantly, he launched himself towards me, grabbing me by the arms, attempting to pin me down as I hurled my legs at him, struggling to free myself. I could feel his revolting breath blowing down upon me. I retched, thinking I would vomit from it all. But by the fortune of some greater presence, I managed to land one of my heels into his knee, and feeling the contact, I dug in, pressing hard into my foot as I felt the tip of the heel break through his skin. In an instant, he reeled back, gripping his knee in agony as blood spurted out from it in great big gushes of red. Taking the opportunity, I hastily picked myself up, and feeling the alcohol had been replaced by adrenaline and seeing him noticing my escape, I grabbed my heels, pulled them off, and flung them at the man, with one embedding itself into his side. He began screaming, but I was already halfway out of the building. But as I slammed into the exit door, twisting the bar to free myself from his clutches, I turned around, only to see him standing there, staring at me with a look I simply cannot remove from my mind. His face had twisted into one of a beast's. His eyes had darkened, and his mouth was open partly. His breath seemed shallow and raspy, and he was entirely ignoring the blood still spilling from him, having removed the heel, gripping it tightly in his gnarled hands. I was frozen. He then lifted it to his nose and breathed it in. Suddenly, a delirious grin spread across his face, and he opened his mouth, staring me down, and began to laugh. I was beyond disgusted, and only just managed to turn away, leaving this doomed place forever. I called the police the moment I got home. My feet were bleeding from having to run barefoot on the concrete pavement, and I didn't hear back for weeks. But on the Wednesday, 3 weeks after the attack, a police report was finally published, highlighting what they had made of the attack at the arcade. The moment I saw it, I fell back off my chair and sprinted to the toilet, filling it with my vomit, fueled with the dreadful images they had left in the report. I stayed hunched over the toilet for several minutes, the images refusing to exit my mind, painting it with a repeated display of the horrors I almost fell victim to just weeks ago. Soon enough, however, I regained my stature and stumbled back towards my computer. I needed to read what had happened to my attacker. Police report, December 3rd, 2004. After thorough investigation of the incident, we have yet to identify the man responsible for breaking into the arcade slot machine and for assaulting a 20-year-old woman. However, we were able to discover a trail of blood leading out from the slot machine and have found it to continue outside the back exit, leading onto the alley behind the building complex. The blood has been sent for tests, and we will soon have the culprit in custody. My eyes watered, and my heartbeat grew rapid. He was still out there, prowling the streets, which left my eyes to return to the images once again. In image one, it showed the inside of the slot machine was filled with pictures of not just me, but several other young women. Some were even children. On the floor of the inside, there were a mesh of empty food wrappers, old toilet rolls, and the most disgusting thing of them all was used tissue to go along with it. 3 years on, and the man's name was eventually revealed. But as for him, he was never found. But I won't grant him the decency of saying his name. Only people have names. Those who choose to separate themselves from humanity, they are no more than beasts. That thing of a man is a nightmare, nothing more. If only my therapist was right, I knew deep down that another sleepless night awaited me. It awaited me.
How much do you believe in luck? Before I went to that casino, I thought I was a lucky man. Things used to work out well for me. I used to win at gambling games. But that night, everything changed. That night, I stopped believing in luck. Because a stroke of luck quickly turned into the worst moment of my life. A night in which, for the first time, I felt helpless, leaving my life at the mercy of the little luck I had left, while I cried against the wall, begging for my life. It all started on the first day I went to the casino. My younger brother had been insisting me all month to go. Once we got inside, I was amazed at how big the casino was. It was full of lights, and there were people gambling in every corner. The first thing my brother wanted to do was go to the slot machines that he always went to. Dwight started playing and losing coins pretty quickly. With some curiosity, I sat down at the machine next to him. I was about to put in my first coin, when Dwight became alert.
Owen, don't sit there. That's Ace's machine.
Get out of here. Ace's. And that would be me. Get out of here.
Next to me was a very tall and imposing man. His dirty white shirt revealed huge muscles. The man was quite old and even seemed to have vision problems, but he definitely didn't look like a person you'd want to piss off.
Ace, I'm sorry, dude. My brother doesn't know the casino. Come on, Owen, let's take turns gambling on mine. What? Hell no! Who do you think you are, the casino owner? I sat on the slot machine. Come later or find a new one.
I started playing on the machine, and I lost the first game. While I was doing it, someone touched my back. It was Ace.
Listen, kid. I always come here and I always sit in this place. It brings me luck. You see, I don't want to get kicked out of this casino, but if I have to, I'll break your head. Now would you please get out of my seat before I get angry?
I'm sorry, sir. Next time you want to ask for something, be more polite and I'll think about it. If you have to get angry, then do it. As soon as I said that, I played again in the slot machine. And to my surprise, I won. And I won a lot. I started to celebrate, but when I turned around, I didn't see the happy faces of my brother and some people celebrating for me. I mean, they were looking at me, but worried. I looked right behind me and there was Ace, absolutely furious. His face was glued to mine. The man was absolutely furious. He looked ready to grab my face and rip my skin off with his hands. I had never seen someone so intimidating and angry. At that moment, I lost all my courage and bowed my head, as if by winning I had done something wrong. After a few seconds in which it seemed that the old man was going to beat me to death, he couldn't take it anymore and released all his anger. Without even looking at me, he began to hit the slot machine with his fists. We all watched in shock as with each blow, the machine was being destroyed. As if he was invulnerable to pain, he punched it more and more until some security people grabbed him and took him away. As he was leaving, he turned and looked at me one more time. This look froze me cold. He didn't look at me with hatred. He looked at me with determination. After that, my brother and I decided we didn't want to play anymore, but we didn't want to cross Ace either. So we stayed playing blackjack for a while, and shortly after, we decided to leave, almost without saying a word to each other. Neither of us was ready to talk about what had happened. Once we arrived at a passing hotel, we went up to our room and got ready to sleep, until a noise called our attention and forced us to look outside.
So there you are.
We couldn't believe it. It was the old man from the casino. He followed us to this hotel. After destroying our car, he started to climb the stairs to come to our room. We had nowhere to go, so we slowly walked into our room and locked the door. Dwight pulled out his phone and called the police from the bathroom, while I stood against the wall with a kitchen knife, watching Ace bang violently on the door with his bat.
You think a door can stop me? You couldn't stop me with all the doors in this hotel! A knife? Really? A knife?
Go away or I'll use it! Get away from me or I'll use it!
Kid? You had the guts to throw me out of my own machine, to steal my luck and win my money! You even got me kicked out of my favorite casino! And you have the nerve to show me a knife and hold it against me? Have you gone crazy? Do you even have the guts to do it? Come on, boy! You can't get it any easier! Just squeeze the knife and you'll kill me! Come on! Where's that man who confronted me in the casino, eh? Eh? You're just a brat. And you know what? I don't like brats. My chest!
I had no idea what was going on, but I knew this was the chance to escape.
Confused by the old man's scream of pain, Dwight also exited the bathroom and ran for the door.
I think he's having a heart attack. This is our chance to leave.
We both ran out of the place, but halfway there, I stopped. No, we can't do this.
What are you talking about, dude? The psycho tried to kill us.
Without listening to Dwight, I turned around and went to the man. As soon as he saw me, he tried to attack me with the bat, but fell to the ground in pain. As much as he tried to kill us, this man needed help, and I was going to give it to him. I may have not been making the right decision, but the danger had passed, and I couldn't let a helpless old man die. As soon as the police that Dwight had called arrived, I told them that this man was having a heart attack, so we took him to the nearest hospital. I tried to visit him one of the next days, but when he woke up, he blamed me for everything and told me that if he ever saw me again, he would really kill me. To be honest, I believed him. His threat felt pretty real. That was the first and last time I ever played in a slot machine. I never went to a casino after that. Hell, I never even set foot in that town again. I never heard from the man again. Maybe he was back in the casino. Maybe he's in jail or dead. I honestly don't care. This was just another casino. And that's why I'll be happy to stay out of one for the rest of my life.